Recording started.
Okay, excellent. Welcome to Free Association. It's Monday. It's just after midday. I've got the light on this time, so I'm a little bit brighter, but it was okay. The last one was okay. It was only an hour ago. In theory, I shouldn't need a light in here, but there's not enough natural light to really get away with it, so I need to have some kind of photographic light on. But anyway, that's by the by. So I want to talk a little bit about what I was talking about on Saturday on the radio show, which is the issues that arise out of dualism. So we all know in the alternative media and in religion, there's a tendency to talk about good versus evil all the time. And the New Age people do it, Christians do it, Zoroastrians do it, Sufis do it to some extent. I'm sure it's in Islam as well. Even Buddhism, but Buddhism is not good versus evil. It's kind of wrathful deities, peaceful deities and wrathful deities is the way they do it in Tibetan Buddhism. So the same principle, but without the evil, and which makes it less dualistic. So it's still two things going on, but it's not an opposition. It's one expression and a second expression of the same thing. So a deity can be peaceful or wrathful. And I think that's a better way of doing it, personally. It's much less dualistic, much less confrontational. So there's obviously more than one ways to be a god. Ultimately, you can be after peace of mind, you can be after justice, you can be after revenge, you can be after all sorts of things. But you're still a god expressing that thing. It's not that suddenly you become an evil god. Anyway, this is just like, that's my version of Tibetan Buddhism. Anyway, I'm not qualified to talk about it and I'm not claiming to be, but I'm just trying to integrate the two things together. So there's a thing about duality, though, that if you split the world in that way, then obviously you're not the one that's dangerous, so you're not the evil one, so the world has to be the evil one until the point where people start integrating their shadow and realizing they can express in lots of different ways, and that it's not intrinsically evil to be angry, it's not intrinsically evil to be vengeful or jealous or prideful or all of those things. They're ways of expressing humanity. So you don't necessarily want to be there all the time, but there might be a point where you need to be angry, or you need to be jealous, or you need to be just wrathful in that kind of way. So it's a legitimate human expression is what I'm saying, not necessarily evil as such. There are things that are on the extreme end of that that get very close to a definition of evil, but I'm still not going to call them evil. I'm calling them inappropriate extreme human behavior. That's what I'm calling them for the time being. So, because I think once you get into the good versus evil split, there's a big problem going on, because then the world is perceived as hostile, which means that you need an immune system. And if you need an immune system, then potentially the immune system might become hostile. But if you don't need an immune system because you're not defining the world as evil, then there's no chance that anything can produce an immune system response that attacks your body. So the way to resolve immune system dysfunction in this kind of way, the way to resolve all of those immune system-based diseases, is to reduce the amount of evil that there is in the world, or that you perceive to be in the world. because the less evil that you perceive to be in the world, the less need you have for the immune system in the first place. And if at any point you can get that down to close to zero, then the odds are you're not going to get sick anymore. So it's a big thing to happen. It's a big philosophical shift to go from dualism to monism. But that's the thing that I'm advocating for at the moment. That's the thing that needs to happen. We've got a whole load of shit going on that looks like it's evil, but it isn't. It isn't. It's all perception. This is human behavior. It's human greed primarily. Human disrespect for other human beings. But it's not evil. It's not intrinsically evil. It's not demonic. There's no evidence of any kind of demonic thing going on. As far as I can see, nobody's shown me any evidence. People have interpreted it that way and claimed that their interpretation is evidence, but that's not how this works. You need to show me a demon if you're claiming there's a demon there. You need to show me an actual demon. Show me Satan if you're claiming that somebody's a Satanist. Honestly, that's the level of evidence I'm expecting you to have, if that's what the claim you're making. Show me God if you're claiming that God exists. Show me Satan if you're claiming Satan exists. And if you can't show me, then I'm probably not going to believe you. Well, I've got other versions of this process, but that's the one I'm going with for the time being. All right, so that's where I was on Saturday with the radio show, and that's where I've been for the last couple of weeks. And I think the cause of all disease is that good versus evil split. It's a psychological split within me that I'm projecting out into the world. So if I can reduce that split, then I've got less chance of me getting sick. And my basic aim is to stay healthy. That's my primary aim. So the world can do what it does. There's nothing much I can do about the world. The world can do what it does. I'll do a little bit here and there. I'll talk to people. I'll stand with a sign on the Tyne Bridge every now and again. I'll go to demonstrations. But I'm not doing that to oppose evil. I'm doing that to express my way of living in the world and to talk to people. And it's not an easy thing to talk about when you're surrounded by people who think they're fighting a spiritual war. But I'm not fighting a spiritual war. There's nobody can tell me that there's a spiritual war going on without some evidence of it. And I'm waiting for the evidence to show up. I can see a lot of human behavior. I'm not seeing a spiritual war. I'm not seeing gods in the sky with swords or ray guns or whatever it is that gods in the sky would have. So until the point where I see a battle of gods in the sky, you can keep your spiritual war. I'm not buying into it. Anyway, that's it. That's what I wanted to say. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in about an hour probably. If I go on at this rate today, there'll be lots of posts today.